most old paintings have changed to some extent with time, and in the case of Leonardo's Virgin of the Rocks, it's possibly become a little more muted than he originally intended. And yet, it is evident that it wasn't painted with the bright colours of many 15th century painters. For example, the blue of the Virgin is ultramarine, that richest and brightest of pigments, but it doesn't seem to be of the highest quality. It's been chosen, perhaps, so that it won't leap out of the picture. The brightest touches are arguably the mountains in the background, where the same ultramarine has been dragged over an underpaint of a greener blue, azurite, producing that wonderful watery distance. Leonardo painted on panel using a traditional white gesso ground, but first he painted on a monochrome brown undermodeling and laid his colours over them. By laying a light colour, as in the flesh, over the darker undermodeling, you can produce an interesting and exciting range of optical effects, as interesting as those of laying a dark colour, as in a glaze, over a light one. And in the painting of the flesh of a picture like the Virgin of the Rocks, Leonardo is exploiting the optical possibilities of overlaying colours to an extraordinary degree. And indeed, he could go on laying them one over the other almost to infinity. That perhaps is one of Leonardo's problems, why he found it difficult to finish pictures, because he could go on forever. That said, there are some highly finished passages in The Virgin of the Rocks, and yet strangely there are others that are no more than this brown monochrome underpainting. For example, if you look at the hand of the angel placed at the back of the Christ child.